22-12 is the score in favor of the Opie Lady Eagles over the Hartford Lady Jaguars as we get set for the start of the second half of action. Mike, your keys to victory for these two teams in the second half.
Well, for Ryan Thomas, you're telling your group just to do the little things right here. Obviously, Opie's really forced those 22 turnovers, but just get into an offensive set, because if you can get into an offensive set, they have looked pretty good from the field for the most part on that. Now, Opie, Coach Slay's just like, you got a law of averages have to start falling your way. They do not shoot this poorly overall on their season clip, so he's just going to keep on telling his shooters to keep on throwing it up there, and it'll eventually fall through.
Keep on keeping on, essentially. Opie will have possession to start this second half of play, or actually, no, it'll be Hartford, as Kylie Finnerty steps in front of the Opie faithful on the opposite side of the gym from us here. She gets it into the front court to Trinity Wendell, and we're going to get a quick travel and a quick turnover. Number 23 on the night for Hartford, and, well, they're starting the second half the way they started the second quarter. A quick turnover, 3 seconds in. Katie Robert brings it up across half court for the Lady Eagles. Robert with three fouls on the night. Gets to Millie Bailey. Bailey goes right block, jumper, too strong. Rebound one by Opie. Put back by Lily Skowski is no good. Then on the rebound attempt, we're going to get a over-the-back call. That's going to go against Aubrey Finnerty. So that will be Aubrey's third of the ball game. Team's first of the second half. Millie Bailey would go to the line for two as she was fouled on the putback attempt. 20 seconds gone here in this second half, the third quarter, I should say, as Bailey misses on the first of two. Bailey with 2 points on the night thus far. Has been a pretty big weapon defensively and offensively when it comes to rebounding as she gets the second. Now 3 points on the night. Hartford quickly in transition, and ball stolen away. Lily Skowski jumping the pass intended for Trinity Wendell from Toby Sewell, and now Opie will set up offensively again as they extend their lead now to 11, tying their largest of the night. Bailey just at the top of the right wing, goes up top to Katie Robert, fires a three that's off the mark, hits the side iron, and falls out of bounds. Last touch by Opie. Hartford with a chance to try and cut back into this lead. They again cut it to as many as four, I should say as few as four, in the first quarter, and then ever since they've trailed by eight or more. Again, the largest lead of the night for Opie, 11 thus far. Looking to build upon that as Bailey forces another turnover on the Hartford end, tosses it down, left side layup good for Katie Robert. Robert now with 6 points on the night, lead now to 13. 25-12, Opie, 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. A hard bounce pass, misses the mark from Toby Sewell to Trinity Wendell. Able to recover it is Kylie Finnerty, but she was too close to the boundary. Steps out, turnover to Hartford, or turnover to Opie, I should say.
It's four straight to begin the second half. So just like how they began the ball game with four straight turnovers, we'll see if they can right the ship.
Trying to intercept the pass was Sydney Sewell. It gets recovered by Millie Bailey on the left wing. Now up top to Ava Clark. Back to Bailey on the left side. Skipped across right wing now to Katie Robert. Splits the defense. Goes up for the layup. But they're going to say she traveled on the way. So a turnover to Hartford now. And Coach Slay backing off with the full court pressure. Trinity Wendell, or I should say Toby Sewell, will be met at half court by Katie Robert. Gets it into the front court. Now to Trinity Wendell, who goes up for the layup. Left side, no good. Rebound putback is by Trinity. Wendell now with 3 points on the night. Cuts the lead back to 9. 25-14 with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Katie Robert right side. Millie Bailey long two on the way. It's no good. Rebound is won by McKenna Broyles. Might have been an over-the-back call over the top of Kylie Finnerty, but it won't matter. She misses the gimme shot. Rebound bounces around in the lane. It's won by Lily Skowski. Opie maintaining possession now up top to Ava Clark. Back to Katie Robert. Robert looking for a three from the top. Won't take it. She'll go to Broyles on the left block, trying to back down Kylie Finnerty. Now back to Robert. Dribbles between the legs. Goes left side to Ava Clark. Left corner inside the arc. Goes to McKenna Broyles. Now to Millie Bailey on the right wing. Just playing a bit of keep away here as Olpe, as the clock ticks, under 5:20 to go in the third. Skalski gets it in the lane. Right-handed layup. Up and good. Lily Skalski now ties Kylie Finnerty for the leading score of the night at 8 points.
There's your emphasis in the halftime locker room right there. Coach Slade must have thought they were not running their offenses all the way through, and they did that time, and they got a great look.
Lily Skalski gets the seal on the opposite end, gives it to Ava Clark, too strong on the layup from the left side. Little contact, no foul called. As Katie Robert gets the putback, it's good, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Ryan Thomas. He wants a full timeout. We will take a 20-second timeout as Coach Thomas has a lot to say. 4:52 remaining here in the third quarter. 29-14 is the lead for the Lady Eagles. We're back in 30 seconds here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
29-14, a 15-point deficit for Hartford as Olpe has come out hot here out of the locker room. Coach Ryan Thomas, his face about as red as the jerseys his girls are wearing right now, is very, very displeased with the start here. His team only putting up 2 points thus far. And we're halfway, almost halfway through the third quarter. Meanwhile, Olpe outscoring Hartford 7-2.
Do have some score updates from around the area. Burlingame on the road at Madison. That is 24-22 in favor of Madison through three quarters. And then at half up at Topeka High, the Emporia High Lady Spartans 30-17.
Actually now 43-28 at the start of the fourth quarter.
Of course, Topeka High, one of the top teams in 6A.
Aubrey Finnerty seems to have taken the words of her coach to heart as spins right around the defense in the lane and gets the two-foot jumper to fall. 29-16 now, lead to 13 for Olpe. On the baseline with it on the Olpe end is Lily Skalski. She kicks it up top to Katie Robert. Robert set for the three, but again won't pull the trigger. Right side, Millie Bailey now on the right block to McKenna Broyles. Backing down the defense, fires a wild shot. It hits glass and falls in. McKenna Broyles now with four on the night, and jumping the pass was Lily Skalski as it looked like Toby Soule was trying to find Trinity Window in the left corner, and Skalski just got a hand in there. Coming back into the Olpe lineup, it's Grace Coughlin, the junior, with three fouls on the night. She joins Katie Robert in that regard, as out comes McKenna Broyles. Inbounds coming for Hartford on the baseline. Soule gets it in to Sydney Soule, and she'll fire a jumper 5 feet out. It's no good. Gets her own rebound, tries to put it back up, and Coughlin just raises the hands and says, not tonight. Takes it away from her. On the opposite end, Lily Skalski off the feed by Katie Robert. Left side layup good. And now Olpe really starting to pour it on here. 33-16.
Yeah, the depth's really starting to shine through for Olpe right now. Looks like Hartford is gassed even after that full timeout taken by Ryan Thomas just moments ago.
3:35 remaining in this third quarter as Katie Robert collides with Trinity Window. No foul will be called, but the ball will roll out of bounds. Last touch, they're going to say, by Robert, who poked it away. Out of the Olpe lineup comes Ava Clark. Back in comes McKenna Broyles. Again, Broyles with 4 points on the night. As Wendell gets it into Kylie Finnerty. Back to Wendell. Running floater in the lane is no good. Fires the rebound up. Gets it in one. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play here for Trinity Wendell. And the foul is going to be called against Lily Skalski. That's just her second, team's first of the second half, with 3.5 remaining in the third. See if Wendell can complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Puts it up, and it's no good. Olpe grabs the rebound. Millie Bailey, right wing three, just over the top. The rebound won by Sydney Soule, who came flying in out of nowhere. Gets it to Trinity Window in the front court. Window in between the rings, trying to back down Lily Skalski. Now hands it off to Toby Soule, left side of the floor. Stoll trying to go around Katie Robert. Left side to Wendell now. Wendell goes inside the lane. Five-foot jumper is short. Rebound is won by Millie Bailey. And more contact between Bailey and Finnerty with no foul called there. Broyles now on the opposite end for Olpe. Fires a five-foot jumper. It's no good. Coughlin tries to put back. It's no good. And the rebound will be won by Trinity Wendell of Hartford. 2:45 remaining in this third quarter. 33-18 the lead for Olpe. They've led the entirety of the way. Miss Hartford trying to battle back into this one. Katie Robert just swipes at it in the air, takes it away from Toby Soule on the opposite end, goes back the other way. Coast to coast, layup left side, good for the junior Katie Robert, who now leads all scorers with 10 points. And another errant pass on the Hartford end results in a turnover to Olpe. And we're going to get another timeout taken by Coach Ryan Thomas. It is a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second breather right there with him. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 35-18, Olpe leading Hartford, 2:10 remaining in the third quarter.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
2:10 remaining in the third quarter. 35-18 is the lead for the Lady Eagles over the Lady Jaguars of Hartford. Coach Ryan Thomas wanted to talk things out. He seems to have settled down a little bit here, as he was pretty fired up to start this third quarter. Now trying to get his message across, maybe a little calmer, but sometimes when the ball starts falling the opposite direction, you just can't seem to get anything going. Frustration's going to mount, and I think his girls are probably feeling the same way right now, as they've been forcing some passes here, Mike, and I think that is just some frustration plays.
Yeah, when you're in the midst of a five-game losing streak,
yeah,
it's easy to let those things kind of snowball.
Coughlin to Broyles to Robert. Top of the key three, I should say, is good. That's Katie Roberts' second made three of the ball game. She now continues to lead all scorers, now with 13 on the night after a bit of a slow start. Robert gets the steal at half court, and then it's kicked out of bounds by Robert. So Hartford.
I looked like it was kicked by Soule.
Well, I agree with you, but they're going to say Robert.
Nope.
They fixed it. Yep, Coach Slay having a little conversation with the officials.
That'll be the 31st turnover now for Hartford.
Kiara Garcia back into the Hartford lineup, taking a seat as Aubrey Finnerty. Finnerty, the lone Jaguar with three fouls on the night. As on the baseline, on the inbounds, Bailey goes to Skowski, back to Bailey. Can't hit the bunny. Rebound put back by Coughlin is too strong. Rebound will be a tie-up as Bailey gets flung to the ground after the whistle. A lot of aggression being shown out of both sides here, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the one thing that has been the...
It's a positive.
The constant tonight,
yeah,
has been the effort by both of these teams.
Under 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. A 20-point lead now, 38-18 for Olpe. Coughlin goes baseline, goes up right side, lay-in is good. Grace Coughlin has six now. Hartford back on the attack now. Trinity Wendell dribbles it off the foot of Katie Robert. It's regained by Toby Soule. Now left block goes to Kylie Finnerty, who well overshoots the rim. Under 60 to go here in the third quarter. Millie Bailey to Coughlin on the right block, to the right wing, to Broyles. Back up top now to Katie Robert. Thought about the three again. She won't take it. This time she will. It's good. Katie Robert with the hot hand here late in the third quarter. Her second made three of the second half. Third made three of the ball game. Back-to-back three-pointers for the junior. 28 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's 43-18. as we get a steal on the Hartford end. Down the other way goes McKenna Broyles. Now dribbling it off the left block. Nice spin move in the lane. Goes up and in. Great finish there by McKenna Broyles, the senior.
Yeah, excellent play there by McKenna to go coast to coast and ended it with a nice figure roll.
7 seconds remaining in the third quarter, 45-18 now. As ball stolen again on the opposite end, a half-court heave by Lily Skowski will come up just a bit short as time expires in the third quarter. 45-18, as I mentioned, is the deficit in favor of Olpe. Fourth and final quarter of action is coming up. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
45-18 is the lead for the Opie Lady Eagles as we get set to start the fourth and final quarter of action here in our girls' half of the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on the call tonight. We certainly hope everybody had a very happy new year, and we're excited to be back here with you. As I mentioned to you, Mike, it only been a couple of weeks, but it feels like it's been even longer.
Yeah, it was a long break, so excited to be back in the swing of things.
Absolutely. Olpe outscoring Hartford so far in the second half, 23-6. As Katie Robert fighting for another steal on the Hartford end, and ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched by Katie as it rolled out, so it'll stay with Hartford. Right off the left side of the scorer's table down in front of us as Kylie Finnerty will inbound it. Easier said than done as the full pressure again being applied here by Olpe. Lobs it towards the half-court line to Toby Soule. Soule gets it back to Kylie Finnerty at the foul line. She tried to throw it right block to Kira Garcia, and Grace Coughlin intercepts it. Coughlin to Robert, top of the key. Now the foul line, Broyles with it. Back to Coughlin on the right block. Goes right over the top of the defense and scores. Grace Coughlin now has 8. Again, Katie Robert leading all scorers with 13 points on the night. And we're going to get a foul on the Hartford end. That foul will be against Lily Skowski. That's her third, as Skowski and Katie Robert take a seat. Coach Slaymaker wants a timeout. He'll get it. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Quick reminder, we do have our boys' half of the action coming up here shortly after this ball game concludes. 7 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the fourth. As it's been all Olpe here thus far tonight. A little bit of a dysfunctional start to the ball game, Mike, but seems like whatever Coach Slaymaker told them in the halftime locker room has paid off, as they've really come out and executed very efficiently here in this second half of action.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, they are really converting the turnovers, points off of turnovers. They have forced 12 in that third quarter, and they're really starting to shoot at a much better clip as we thought might happen.
Well, thus far, Hartford has been unable to score in double figures in any quarter. Only 7 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, and as I noted earlier, 6 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Opie shot 9 out of 17, 8 out of 16 in that third quarter. So 50% from inside, and got their outside shooting to fall too. Yeah. 2 out of 5, so that's kind of a little bit closer to their season average.
Toby Soule will inbound from in front of the Olpe faithful on the opposite side of the gymnasium here in Olpe. to resume play. 7:10 remaining in the ball game. Kylie Finnerty gets it, gives it back to Soule at the top of the key. Now she'll circle around, moves back towards half court, tries to drive inside the lane off the left side. That's not going to happen. Now back in the hands of Kylie Finnerty, right wing. Lobs it over the top of Kinsey Curzon, right into the waiting hands of Grace Coughlin. So another turnover here to Olpe as Gracie Sheevy will bring it up across half court. Goes left side to Curzon, now left block to Coughlin, to McKenna Broyles, who sinks the 8-foot jumper. Broyles knocking on the door of double figures here as Lily Skowski has 10. Katie Robert has 13. Broyles with 8. The majority coming here in this second half.
And the lead now 31, too, so we're have a running clock the rest of the way here.
49-18 is the score. Approaching 6 minutes to play. Soule goes up top to Kylie Finnerty. Back to Soule at the top. Back to Finnerty. Left block gets cut off by Curzon on the baseline. Tried to lob it to Soule, who was cutting into the lane, and it gets knocked away by Curzon. And, well, Finnerty not a short player by any stretch of the imagination, but when you got Curzon and Coughlin both out there who are pushing, you know, 5'10", 5'11", it's hard to really see your options there on the passing. Inbounds is knocked down, taken away by Olpe. Gracie Sheevy sets up right block, now circles around to the top of the key, being cut off by Sydney Soule. She'll give it off to Ava Clark, who drives inside and drags the foot for the travel. Again, rolling clock here as a score above 30 points, 49-18. In favor of Olpe. As Kylie Finnerty inbounds it in the backcourt to Toby Soule. Soule drives around to the right wing and has to back out. Now closer over to the right side of the floor. Back to the right wing now to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty up to the top of the key, goes inside. Trying to call for a backdoor play there by Sydney Soule, and a little miscommunication results in another turnover. Millie Bailey checking back into the Olpe lineup. Grace Coughlin will take a seat as we approach 4.5 to go. And we get a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. It'll be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 49-18 is the lead for Olpe. 4:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. And, well, you got to think maybe Coach Slaymaker looking to possibly empty his bench, maybe get some of his younger players a little bit of valuable playing time here as his team has built a very comfortable lead here in the second half, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. They've looked much better here in the second half. And, of course, Coach Slay just trying to get every bit of wisdom out of his long time of coaching, 60-plus years.
Yep. If you're Coach Ryan Thomas, I mean, and I don't mean to sound disparaging, but running clock, 4:36 remaining, you're down 30-plus. You know, what do you think the message is to his team, knowing they're probably going to take another loss here on the season?
Just take the small steps. We mentioned at the beginning of this second half, but just try that. You know, obviously you're not going to overcome a 31-point deficit with a running clock, but you can just win a possession. And then, hey, let's try and get a stop on the other end. And then let's parlay that into another positive possession on the opposite end, because it's not going to get any easier Tuesday night against Burlington.
End on a positive note, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Millie Bailey turns and shoots in the lane off the feet from Grace Coughlin and scores. Bailey has 5 on the night as Toby Soule, or I should say Aubrey Finnerty, gets cut off on the right block. She was trying to get the ball out to Kylie Finnerty. And it looks like we're going to get a foul call here against the Lady Eagles. That's going to go against Millie Bailey, which is her third, team second. Out of the Hartford lineup comes Sydney Soule. Back in comes Trinity Wendell. So the 5 on the floor for Hartford. It is Kylie Finnerty, Trinity Soule, or sorry, Trinity Wendell, Sydney Soule, Aubrey Finnerty and Kiara Garcia. For Olpe, it's Millie Bailey, Auburn Garriott, Ava Clark, Kenzie Curzon, and Gracie Sheeby as Bailey aggressively ties up Trinity Wendell off the inbound, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll stay with Hartford with 3:15 remaining in the ball game. 51-18 is the lead for the Lady Eagles. Left block, we'll get a foul against Kylie Finnerty. See who they give it to on the Olpe side. They're going to give it to Ava Clark. That's going to be her first, team's third. 2:55 now remaining in the ballgame. Sorry, team's fourth, I should say. I'm a little ahead of the scorekeeper there. Wendell cuts inside around the defense on the left block, but can't hit the bunny. It rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Hartford. Turnover to Olpe yet again. Auburn Garriott will inbound it, but not before we get a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker.
Yeah, it's his last one.
Yep. That will be his full timeout. We are going to go ahead and step aside, catch our breath. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 51-18 is the lead for the Lady Eagles over the Lady Jaguars. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Well, a little bit shorter than we thought it was going to be for a break. Nonetheless, we're back to action here. 51-18 is the lead for Olpe thus far. Hartford has not hit a shot in the fourth quarter after being held to just single figures in the previous three quarters. Handling it up the court for Olpe is Gracie Sheeby. As we've got all fresh legs pretty much out there for the Lady Eagles. Out there on the floor for Olpe. It is Ella Wilson, Gracie Sheeby, Cameron Tiemeyer, Auburn Garriott, and Kayla Steinke. As driving to the basket with Steinke, the 5'5 freshman, she'll be fouled and go to the line for two as we now fall under 2 minutes to play. So as I mentioned, Coach Ron Slaymaker emptying his bench as Steinke gets on the board with just under 90 seconds to go. Also clearing his bench will be Ryan Thomas as he sends in Marcella Munoz-Gardner, the freshman, to replace Kylie Finnerty, who ends her night with 8 points. She was scoreless here in the second half. Putting up the second shot of Steinke. She gets it. 2 points on the night. 60 seconds left to go in the ball game. 53-18, the lead for Olpe. Trinity Wendell goes up top now to Toby Soule, fires a three-pointer. It's off the mark. Rebound is won by Olpe in the form of Steinke. And she'll throw it away. She was trying to feed it down low to Gracie Sheeby, who just couldn't get a hand on it. So Hartford, maybe a chance for the last word as we have 35 seconds remaining in the ballgame. They trail at 53-18, so they're going to suffer their seventh loss of the season, their sixth straight. With 25 seconds remaining, a nice shot there by Trinity Wendell. Avoids the fourth quarter shutout, does Hartford. And Wendell will likely end the night with 5 points as the ball rolls out of bounds with 5 seconds left to go. Hartford will not get a chance to inbound it as time will expire. Your final score, Olpe 53, Hartford 20. We will step aside, tally up the final stats, and get into the Rich Door Company postgame show ahead of the Mills Tire pregame shows. We still have our boys' half of the action yet to come here tonight on the Area Game of the Week. You're listening to Area High School Basketball here on Country 101.7 FM.